Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Global Tech TV podcast. And today we are trying something different. Today we are not talking about cloud or security, maybe on the background, but we are talking about, we came to talk about content. We share a lot of, I think, knowledge or at least experience. And we ask ourselves why, really, I think the question is why we invest a lot of our free time to talk, to share, and creating content can be from a lot of ways, a lot of ways doing share content. It can be around creating blog posts, that you do it a lot, and also you wrote a book, even two. And Raz is doing this, is running and recording videos and sharing knowledge. And I myself also love to do a lot of podcasts. So we really want to ask ourselves and understand really why we do it. But I think mainly the other question is how it all began. I think that from there, we can really start really sharing and maybe inspire other people to really join us and sharing more knowledge. So maybe Eyal, we will start with you. How it all began?
Okay, so I've always been a huge fan of the written word, and when I'm looking at my career in any workplace that I've been working in, I was always in charge of writing documentation. Somehow, it was my destiny in any workplace. So for more than 20 years, I've been searching the internet on a regular basis, reading articles in newsletter, blog posts, and some more public resources. Until 2008, I was sharing links to interesting articles I came across. I was sharing them with friends and colleagues. But I always had to remember whom from my friends will find each topic relevant for him. So this was until 2008. Back in 2008, I began using Google discussion platform called Google Groups, which allows you to send an email to a group, respond to a thread by topic, search for old posts, and mainly allow people to subscribe and consume the content. Later this year, I began using Twitter, now X platform, and found a way to push messages from Google Groups to my Twitter account using RSS feeds. Okay. Today, many years later, I've expanded my content spreading to other social networks such as Mastodon, Blue Sky, and recently even Meta Threads. If we return back again, back in 2009, I began writing my own content, sharing knowledge in various topics, such as information security, and over the past couple of years, cloud services. And whenever I find a topic that I believe is not enough people are talking about, or there is lack of knowledge, I do some research and write a blog post about it. And over the past couple of years, with a collaboration with Ariel in Yara to the Cloud in Hebrew, and now in Global Tech, both with Ariel and Raz, I'm focusing on various cloud-related topics in podcasts and YouTube videos. So okay. This is my history.
Great. So you let Raz finish his coffee. So Raz, please, how did you begin? How you started?
Okay. It's all started one day. No, it's not structured like Eyal's, which I love. I love the way and I can... I admit that I was working with Eyal and I know he loves writing, and I read his article and his reports, and I always enjoy the details, the places that he wants to make you understand that he wants to share the why, not just telling you it is what it is, do. He always wants to elaborate in order to make sure you understand his standpoint, which I appreciate a lot. Yeah, so I'm one of your fans. Okay. Regarding myself, I'm not like a big content creator or sharing my entire career. It was mainly internally in the companies that I was working for especially for either my employees, either my colleagues, but it was in different forms. I didn't think I wrote reports, as you imagine. But there are some things that I made that gave me the sense that sharing is not just caring. Sharing is something that assists others. It's helping to improve or narrow the time for quicker solutions. And it started in Checkpoint when I was working in Checkpoint, when I saw massive issues open on same problem again and again and again. So there are actually two options that you can look at. One, let's go to the product. Maybe they need to change the product. Maybe they need to enhance new features so the user experience is going to be easier. Or either you can actually write a quick manual how to fix the issue or mitigate it or avoid it by either workarounds or either understand how does it work, and believe it or not, it worked. It reduced around 30 to 40% of the major issues that opened back then in Checkpoint. So this is, either the quick way or either the long way. It's not bad or good. It's how you can share your knowledge and how you can make an influence either on your colleagues, friends, or your company that you are working for. But this is back then. Fast forward, it took me a while to do it independently. So it's not too long time ago, around 7 months or 8 months ago, I built my own company. So almost for the it's actually the second time of my life, I didn't need to report to marketing or communication or think the thing or to think what should I say that represent the company or represent myself based on my position. Now I can actually bring my experience and share it with everyone. And doing a podcast like this one is one of the ways that I feel that I can share with a big impact. Because I don't know who's gonna look at that. Maybe it's gonna be Ying Qing from China, or maybe it's gonna be other person in Vietnam or Brazil or Spain. Might be a real neighbor. But this is a way that I will try to get and share the most as I can.
Okay, great. So I will ask myself the same question, and with
I can
me,
ask you. How did it begin? You don't have to ask yourself. We are here for you,
thank you.
support you.
So really, thank you for the support. It's very important for me, and I can share that for me it was something that happened to me. I think I didn't think about it. It just came to me when I started to work around cloud computing here in not here when I was in Israel in before 8 years, and I really saw the cloud computing as something that is changing everything that we know around IT. It was not just a new technology. It was not just a culture. It was everything together. And when I think that I understood that, I was talking to people and I was talking to a DevOps, and he has a short angle of what is cloud. And I was talking with an architect, and yes, it was technology, but he was missing all the other parts that I saw. And I think that this was really the why that pushed me to start doing this sharing, because I was Talking, am I the only crazy guy here that see the whole picture? Something cannot be really that way. I'm not so smart, you know. But I think that was really the why. I thought that I was looking and watching something very big that people were looking at it very, very small. And then I created a community that after that was a media company, but at the end was really connecting people, making people to share also the knowledge and connect everybody. So I started with a blog post, israelcrowds.com, and a community on Facebook. And some day one of Amit Dansky, a great friend, told me, let's do a podcast together. And I said, what do you want from me? I don't know what it podcast, maybe YouTube, but podcast I don't want. I want people to see me, to feel me. But I really
I feel
started.
you. Oh, yeah. I feel you.
Yeah, it was really, the podcast thing that started to help me share more. And sometimes it's easy to talk than write. I really, like you said, I admire Eyal. He's a professional. And it's hard to be like him in this world of today. So we need also a lot of people like Tayal that can put and write and be very specific what they do and how they share. And I moved to let's say, an easy way to talk about things and really share content. So today I also have a lot of podcasts in Hebrew, Spanish, English, and now with you all. So this is my a short journey around how and why I started. And maybe we touched it a little bit, but Eyal, can you maybe summarize where do you put all your content today? Do you publish?
Sure. So the most common way for me to share news updates about various topics, such as security, infrastructure, and cloud services, I'm using Google Groups, as I mentioned before. So I'm using a platform called dlvr.it or Deliver It, which allowed me to automatically push messages from Google Groups using RSS feeds, the ancient technology, push it directly to my Twitter account, my Mastodon, my Blue Sky, and my Threads account. And I can see that people all around the world, they're looking at it. Sometimes I get likes, sometimes I get comments, but people are seeing the content. Another platform that I'm using a lot is LinkedIn. Naturally, as somebody in technology, this is the place to be. So every time I found an interesting article over the internet, and I would like to share my insights or provide organizations with recommendations or best practices, I wrote a post on LinkedIn. And very often I add reference to my own old blogs relevant to the topic of the LinkedIn post. I would say it's my lazy way of sharing content without writing an entire blog post. I do believe in knowledge sharing. I do believe in there are many aspects in many things, and best practices should be shared. And for my own post, I used my own blog, which is called Security and Cloud 24/7. And most of the time, I'm using the Medium.com platform. And lastly, since I'm also an AWS community builder, I'm posting cloud-related articles in a developer platform called dev.to. So these are the places where you can find my content all over the internet.
Okay, Raj, what about you?
So there are lots of places where you can find me. I like to post on any social platform. It can be on Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram. You can see me on Twitter, X. I try to have a unified name, which is Razco 2A2, but not all platform gave me the capability to do that. So on LinkedIn, you just find me as Raz Kotler. And I have like two podcasts. This podcast, which I enjoy a lot, doing with you, giving the cyber news. And I have another podcast over here, local in Singapore, in a studio that's called Podsters. And the name of the podcast is called The Generalist. And my co-host over there, Michael Smith, the one and only, AKA Smithy, one of the unique people that I met over here. And he gave me the opportunity, and actually we kind of messaged each other about, messaging. I mean, like in a coffee, in a dinner, that we want to do something face to face. We want to do a podcast that we meet people. We meet the people that can share their story, and it's match. Why we think that knowledge sharing is important. Because not everyone can go for a podcast. Not everyone is writing a blog post. Not everyone can do what Eyal is doing. But if I can give the opportunity and I can give it together with Michael, bring these people and share their story, it's something that also bring another platform to do that. And I like to post once a week. I'm doing it for the past 4 months now, and it's a good drill. Every week I'm sharing my 1 minute running video. I can speak about thought leadership, cybersecurity, innovation, startup, just sharing where I'm traveling, and that gave the spirit of the place and maybe news about myself. But just keep on make it be there and share whatever I can.
Right. So for myself, I'm mainly in the last 2 years since I became a little busy around running companies, not running them, but building them and make them, I think, succeed. I really don't have the time that I had before. So this is why I focus on joining others. To try and make the content with less, let's say, preparation that I used before. So I think that I use mainly podcast and Castos as the platform to use, and then yeah, replying it to all the social medias, the LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, etc. So this is the main platforms that I use. And maybe connecting one question today is how much time really, you need to create the content and make this happen, let's say, per week, per month, I don't know.
Okay, so on a regular day, I'm reviewing technology news on several websites and push content to Google Groups. I would say around half, maybe an hour per day, top. Over the weekends, it can take me at least, I don't know, 10 to 15 hours to review multiple news sites, vendor blogs, and catch up with all the past week updates and send a link through the Google Groups again to the community. And if I find a topic that interests me and I would like to write an entire blog post, it can take me between, I don't know, several hours to a day or two to complete research and writing of something around 4 to 5 pages of a blog post. So this is my estimation of the time that I'm putting in creating content or sharing content.
And before jumping to Rise, just one more question, Eyal. What really you talk about? You think about new content. What's really inspire you writing more content or new content?
So there are many things that inspires me on a daily basis. Prior to COVID-19, I used to go to at least once a week to meetups. By the way, this is one of the platforms that we met in meetups. I'm listening to lectures and gain some knowledge on new topics. Over the past couple of years, I switched to webinars. I like to be more cozy and working from home or even from the office, just connecting to a Zoom or Teams webinar and listening to new content, where I can connect anywhere and listen to the lectures. And even taking online courses can inspire me to write blog posts. And I would say that finally, Reading articles and blog posts always makes me write about topics that I've read. I've came across many scenarios in life where I'm taking an online course, like, I don't know, 15 hours of an online course, and after, I don't know, half an hour, the lecturer just mentioned a topic and says, okay, I'm pausing for a second. I need to write a blog post about it. Sometimes I return to the course, sometimes not. But the conversation actually inspires me to write about this new specific topic.
Okay. And Raz, what about you? How do you create or think about new content? You put yourself in mute. I don't know why. No, just kidding.
I'm saying after Eyal, I want to put myself on mute. But it's for the actual mute. So wow, Eyal, I admire you. Really amazing, amazing, amazing. There are a few different ways that I also consume content, and then I kind of creating it myself. So I love podcasts. In the past 2.5 years, I listen. I have a full folder, and I have my routine with few different topics: economic, technology, news, investing, startups, innovations, interviews with CEOs all around the world. Just listening, to success stories. I have like 15 aroundish that I'm have a rotation, and I spent around, I think, between 40 to 1 hour, 40 minutes to 1 hour a day, and I usually doing it while I'm running or commuting, so I can do dual things. Once a week, I do the video while I'm running, so stop the podcast. Then I do one minute, video. If you see, I like to optimize. Yeah, I like to optimize my time. Yeah, I do the 1 minute video. It's take me around to publish it. All in all, together with a very, I try to do a very short post, by the way, because people tend not to read a long one unless it's a research like Eyal. Creating, they feel it in the beginning, yeah. So I try to do it very short, and it's together with the video. So all in all, it's around 40 minutes to an hour, depending, what I'm thinking of on that day. And the last thing that I'm doing, I'm reading a lot in LinkedIn. So the thing is that I created. Based on my, I'm following people like Eyal, all over the world. They are creating blog posts. They do the research, and I'm consuming them. I'm learning a lot from that, and then take it to the directions that I'm looking at. But I'm doing it around, I think, almost 2 hours a day. Yeah. So I'm separating my time, maybe even more than 2 hours a day. Because it's like I'm on it all day long, yeah. Yeah, this is how I treating the content.
And today is really difficult with really all the knowledge. So you need to really choose the people that you follow. And like you say, Eyal is one of them. And I also listen to a few podcasts in a regular time, maybe mostly, sorry, in the morning when I was doing my walking. And I invest not again as I wanted. I think that 2 to 3 hours per week, mainly on creating the podcast with you and the other ones that I do. And I consume like both of you, I think, a lot. I hear a lot of podcasts, and I also in LinkedIn try to read a lot. And I think that you need to be on the edge all the time, because if not, you cannot follow the technology, the news, and everything that's happened. When we talk about cybersecurity and cloud, there are two enormous worlds that cannot be fulfilled without a lot of knowledge and a lot of aspects. So yeah, from one side it's difficult to follow, but from other side, I think that we try, the three of us, to do it, and also to share what we can. And maybe a question that in every podcast or in every article today, we will talk also about AI. And what do you think? Maybe we'll start with you, Raz, about creating the content with Gen AI.
Okay, so I will put my personal thought on that. Okay, I'm not saying this is the way to do that. I think that if you try to contribute, and this is your goal, and you want to do a knowledge sharing, when using 100% Gen AI, you're taking off the spirit from your contribution. It's not you, it's not personal. So the way I do it, first of all, I know that I'm not a native speaker in English. So I was always wish that I have like a great assistant that can look at my, not just grammar or spelling, the way the structure the sentences, the paragraphs. So the way I do it, I write my content and then I give a very exact orders to the gym. I started when I say please and I stop say please. Yeah. It's like so I stopped that. I stopped that. So I've been very dictative around it. It's fixed grammar, spelling, and structure. Do not change my content. And this is the way I use the Gen AI. And it's perfect. Yeah. Sometimes I see that it just changing like or shaping or optimizing. And this is exactly what I was looking for.
Okay, great. Eyal, what about you?
So, as someone who appreciates original materials, because I'm writing a lot, and invest a lot of my time generating my own materials, from blog posts, writing entire books, I have an issue with Gen AI technology. I mean, I truly believe in generating something new and not relying on somebody's written material, changing a couple of words, and claim you have created something new. I'm not against Gen AI. I use Gen AI services such as Grammarly, as Roz mentioned, to review my English and suggest spelling or word correction. By the way, I'm using the free version, so its limitation, I'm guessing, is just spelling mistakes or maybe some word correction. It doesn't look on the entire structure. I'm guessing the full price for Grammarly will also generate some more unique content. But I do not see any, I do not see in the coming future a scenario where an AI model will replace book authors. I still believe in humans' ability to create something original. And at the end of the day, if someone is using Gen AI to generate content and does not even bother to generate his own material, and his audience will also use Gen AI tools to summarize his Gen AI generated content, why bother in the first place? As somebody recently said in one of the podcasts I was listening, if you cannot put real effort in creating something, why should I put any effort into consuming it? So, my suggestion for everyone, don't be lazy. Create original content and share it with the community around the world.
Okay. Something else was that you want to add?
No, I want to say, even though, and this is, I'm just sharing something that happened to me in my journey. Yeah, I'm saying I'm not like the best writer. I'm not writing like in a way maybe that Eyal is writing or other authors. Yeah, but you need to just do that. Yeah, and I'm not talking about Nike. Yeah. Just write whatever you feel. Doesn't have to be, and this is why, tools like Grammarly or another Gen AI can fix your wording, but put your feeling, put your spirit in the words, And then work on that. Second time, third time, fourth time, but it's gonna be yours, and I'm fully agree with Ian.
I can share that I am not using GenAI, ChatGPT, Llama, and the others at all. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know if it's about time, lazy, or something. I suddenly maybe I'm old enough that I am afraid to use new technology, but I am not using. And you know, I use it maybe ChatGPT two times a year.
Put the app. Go to the app store. Do you have an iPhone? Okay, ChatGPT app. Copy paste. Copy
I
paste.
downloaded it, but not use it. I don't know why. I know that I need to start, you know, doing that. But just following the what you both said, I if you want to create something, yeah, create it. Use something, whatever you want to improve it. But if it's not coming from you know. It's I don't think that is worth the time of just using a ChatGPT or others to create content. I think that I don't know if the world is wrong, but I don't think that is really has the value. Okay, I am think I a little more not political correct like you both. Maybe. I think that is a very, very good question. Recommendation. We share content. Every one of us share how we started. And really, I think that can we share a few recommendations to people that are listening and they want to and they know how to, or they don't, sorry, they know how to, or they need some kind of tips. So I will start first. Sorry about that, guys. One thing that I can say that when I started to write at the beginning and to share, I didn't care about what other people say. And I think that is the best tip recommendation that I can give anyone. There will be people that will love it. There will be people that will hate it. There will be people that, I don't know, they have a lot of time and they want to make some noise. If you really know something, and you feel that it's good enough to share to juniors, not only to the experts, share it. And yeah, like any other social media, YouTube, podcast, or whatever, people will have the knowledge. Just start, do it, and at the beginning, you will be not good enough for what you think or what others. But if you will not start, it will never happen. So I think that this is the best and one recommendation that I can give. Please, Eyal, any recommendations from your side?
Okay, so always look for topics that interest you. What inspires you in your daily life? I mean, once you find something you can share with the community, invest the time in research and begin drafting your content. It doesn't matter which platform you choose, from blog posts, books, videos, or podcasts. And you do not have to be an expert, as you just mentioned, in your specific field. There's a place for sharing knowledge for people new to the topic, and there is a place for people with many years of experience sharing long blog posts containing even code samples. So choose the platform that you feel most comfortable with and begin sharing content. Do not be frustrated if you do not get feedback from the community. This is sometimes for new writers, you get frustrated. By the way, I'm an experienced writer and I do get frustrated from time to time when I'm sharing something and I don't see any feedback, any direct feedback like comments or likes or things like this. So don't be frustrated. Continue the good job. It takes time for people to around the world to get to know you, to follow your content, and be proactive enough to provide you the feedback. And the more you invest time in generating and sharing knowledge, the more it becomes valuable part in your everyday life. So these are my recommendation for somebody who wants to begin sharing content.
Great. Raz?
Yeah, I listened to both of you, and I think for my personal perspective, I wasn't sure that I want to create content like we are in the form that we are, talking of. about. So for me, the first thing is like, why do you want to do that? Ask yourself, hey, why do you want to put content? It's because, like Ariel, I don't care. I just want to put my words. I don't need any feedbacks. I just want to share. Or maybe from my perspective, I want to be more structured. I want to make it like in the research. I want to make it fine, but I want to do that. So first, I would say, from my perspective, is you should ask yourself, why do I want to do that? The moment you have the why, then choose the platform that you feel more comfortable in the beginning. Okay, so it can start with writing. If you want posts, okay, write short posts. If you feel more comfortable of, hey, I have to do research, I want to make sure, do the research, do it long. Choose whatever you choose, it's fine. Doesn't have like the right or wrong. My personal thing, I like to get out of my comfort zone. The reason I start to do the videos is because I never did videos of myself. Never. And publish it? Man, I was shaking before I press, post. But this is part of who I am. The why for me was I want to do something disruptive to myself and see if I enjoy it. And I couldn't care less if it's gonna be 1,000, two people, or five people, or I just wanna do something that I didn't do before. And
Interesting.
this is was my why. And I went to extreme. See me in a video with my sport gear.
Right. So, anything else that we want to share about creating content, sharing content, the journey of sharing content, knowledge? I can say that maybe the last thing about communities. I think that if you want, also you are shy and maybe you are not secure, join a community. Find people that you can trust. You can maybe do some things together, and maybe this can be like a gateway to be able to join someone. You know, maybe a little podcast, a little post with someone else, and maybe communities are very strong, and maybe they are the gate to share to start the beginning of the sharing of content or knowledge. So I think that. We touched this subject in a wide way. And thank you, Eyal and Raz. And as always, people that are listening to us, watching us, you are welcome to follow us on social media, all the channels that we have. Please look for Global Tech TV. And again, feel free to contact us, share knowledge, maybe join one of our podcasts. And maybe it will be great for you also. So again, thank you very much, and bye-bye to you all.
Bye.
Bye.